food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Every year, foodies come out with a list of food trends. Carolina, have you spotted any that we should be adding to our Family Food Kitchen?
Oh my gosh, Ellen, those food trends have really become such a hot topic. I noticed that they started coming up with food trends like mid-November now, the year before. And it's really exciting to see that everyone's becoming more and more interested in food nowadays in general. So I'm super excited to have Andrea Donsky with us here today from Naturally Savvy and author of the book Unjunk Your Food Junk. And I'm sure she's going to give us some insights into what her 2015 food trends are. So hi, Andrea.
Hello, ladies. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being here. So
it's so great to have you with us. Oh, boy.
Thank you, ladies.
I wanted to ask you a question, if you don't mind. Carolina, I wanted to talk about the newest and latest one that I'm hearing about called the bitter greens. They're calling them new greens. I think they're old greens. But what is your opinion of that trend?
Well, I mean, I think, again, you know, when it comes to anything green, it's so important that we take them and we eat them. And anything like bok choy or anything in the cruciferous family, like kale as well, I think that they're really important to integrate into our diet, as are any of the rainbow vegetables. So eating, you know, anything from the rainbow every single day is super important. Some of my favorite trends, by the way, for this year, I mean, there are quite a few of them out there, but one of my major, very exciting trends is insect protein. And I don't know if you ladies have heard about it, but insect protein has been really huge and for many, many reasons. Are you guys familiar with insect protein?
I am familiar.
I've heard about it. I know that they're...
Go ahead.
Carolina, sorry.
It's okay. So I was just familiar say with that them as what I've seen on TV, but I haven't tried it yet. So I'm kind of squittish about it. I'm going to be honest with you here.
Now, I totally hear you, and I definitely agree. And the thing is about it, and even if, you know, it's funny because we wrote an article in Naturally Savvy about it, and the woman who wrote the article is vegan, and she was a little hesitant when she wrote it. But the thing that's interesting about the crickets, which really captured my attention, is that they're very environmentally sustainable. And what we're doing is, you know, to get 10 grams of animal protein, we need about 100 gallons of water, where to get 10 grams of insect protein, you only, you know, you don't... You don't. You need. To get 100 grams of animal protein, you need 100 gallons of water. To get 10 grams of insect protein, you need 10 gallons. So that's a really big difference. So it's so environmentally it's great for the environment. And I think, you know, there are many cultures around the world that are eating insect protein, and I think North America is one of the ones that just haven't caught up yet. But I think it's definitely one of those things that is going to. It's in the infancy stages, but I do think it's going to happen because, you know. Insects contain 65% protein, and especially again when it comes to kids, I think our kids are eating a high carbohydrate diet, so getting, you know, a little bit of insect protein into them might then, and kids might be open to it more than we are. I mean, I don't know, I'm thinking that might be the way it is, but you guys could probably tell me more than
Well, that's so funny, Andrea, because like for the longest time, you would hear that all our food has whatever, like 2% insect parts in it or something like that. And I remember always talking to my parents or other people and be like, oh, don't worry, that's just extra protein. You know, it seems like they were right all along. And here we are now adding protein back. But Andrea, do you know, is this going to be like a powder or are we actually going to be eating like, I don't know, toasty insects for lunch?
Well, there's a company called Next Millennium Farms, and what they do is they make the powder so that you could bake with the actual cricket protein.
Ah,
now, there are there are companies that you could do. You can actually get like mealworms or crickets, and you can get them in the whole form. But if you're squeamish, which I can understand that, you can actually get it in a flour, and then you put the flour into your recipes, and then you use those to make cookies, to make bread, like whatever it is you want to use your flour for. They actually call it meal. So because it contains so many different nutrients, it's not even a flour, it's a meal, and then you can add that to your recipes.
Wow. Well, I'll try that. I don't think I'm ready for, you know, eating mealworms whole, but the additive in my recipes, Hey, I'm willing to do that. That sounds really cool. And I think you're right. You were talking about the kids and how they're eating nowadays. You're absolutely right. That would be perfect to start using that kind of meal blend that would add more protein into baking goods and just even soups. I could think that could be a good idea too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, some of the other trends I know for 2015 that's been really big too is cold pressed juices. Now that again is a 2014 coming into 2015. But really, okay, the cool thing, are you guys familiar with cold pressed juices?
Yeah, I am a little bit. I like it.
Yeah, it tastes really good.
Yeah, and in fact, I saw it as a trend that was going to be going away. So I'm interested in what you have to say about that.
Well, I think that it's here to stay because, I mean, the method of how the juice is extracted, like from the vegetables and the fruit, is that it's pressed. And what it does is it releases more enzymes, more vitamins, and more minerals, and it can gives it a longer shelf life. So companies, you could, because what happens is, and I'm sure you guys are familiar with this, is that when you juice, you have to drink that juice within, I think it's 10 to 30 minutes, otherwise it loses all of its nutrients. But the way what cold press does is that it actually allows it to become shelf stable for a longer period of time, so you don't have to drink it right away. And the benefits are really limitless. And I've heard from so many people that are on these cleanses, on juice cleanses, that are drinking these cold pressed juices, is that it helps with going to the bathroom better, you know, because you're getting you're absorbing your nutrients better. Because we know that when we drink a liquid, we can absorb our nutrients better than sometimes when it's in a food format that your body, your digestive system has to break down. So I think it's here to stay. I think it's great. I think it tastes great. And again, if you're not doing, you know, high sugar fruits and vegetables, and you're really sticking to a lot of the greens, I think it's definitely a trend that's going to stay here for 2015.
Yeah, I like it too, Andrea. I hope that as it becomes more popular, more companies will come out with some competitive pricing, because I think the only thing that kind of kept it on the background for me is they tend to be kind of pricey. So I hope that more and more people get interested in it and we can see those prices a little bit more affordable so we can all have
totally
some
agree. They're anywhere between $6 and $10 for a bottle. I absolutely agree. They're definitely expensive. And it's a meal replacement, I guess, for a lot of people too. So no, I totally agree with you. And I do hope that, and I think it's also you're paying more when it's organic versus not. So I've seen the prices differ a little bit. But yeah, I'm with you on that.
Fermented foods is another one that I've heard a lot about. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I'm a huge fan of fermented foods. I mean, they're great for our digestive system, and I love sauerkraut. I mean, growing up, it's funny because I always gravitated toward the pickles and the sauerkraut, and lately I've been eating a lot of kimchi, which is like my new fave. Love, love, love kimchi. And they're so great for our digestive system, and I think that that's here to stay. What's happening, what I'm finding with the trends, is a lot of it is we're going back to the way things used to be done. It's not necessarily, it's like everyone, I think, is kind of like looking for that old way of doing things because the world is moving at such a fast pace. It's how did they do it when, you know, we didn't have all this crazy technology? So I think that's why it's a popular trend is, and I don't like to use the word trend for fermented foods because really it's not a trend. It's really just a staple. I'd probably, you know, refer to it more as that. But I love fermented food myself. And you can, that's where, you know, we can make it yourself. You can get your mason jars and you can make them at home. There are many recipes that you don't have to spend a lot of money, and you can literally take the vegetables, put it in, you put carrots, you put cabbage, you could do whatever you want and put it in and make it yourself.
So it's going back to the basics, really. Yet in those days, the women spent a lot more time in the kitchen. Today we have the gadgets, so we don't have to spend all that time and still get the benefits of all these different ways of eating nutrient-packed foods.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, and which leads to my last trend, because we don't have very much time left, is minimalism. Like, let's look for things that you don't have to we don't have to buy tons and tons of stuff for. Let's try to reuse. Let's try, like Carolina said before, let's try to take things and reuse them so that we stop all the purchases. Like, it's like the story of stuff, right? Let's take things and reuse and try to find different uses for things. I think that's a big trend that's going to be here as well.
Oh, Andrea, you wrapped up with my favorite one, and I hope that one sticks around for a really long time because we definitely need to focus on that. So thank you so much for being with us today. And if you guys want to find out more about Andrea's blogs, her recipes, visit her at naturallysavvy.com. And to look for more of our own recipes, tips, and healthy solutions on how to feed your own families, go to kidcritics.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, and Instagram. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.